Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I'm here with my brother and co-host Devin.
Hello, hello there. It started out a little low, but I think you're okay.
Okay, yeah. The dynamic compression
for once
cast link
it. Yeah,
it started low instead of blew me out right off the bat.
Hello.
Good morning. Good evening. Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you got for us tonight, Devin?
I decided to go with what is widely considered the worst quote of all time.
Oh, excellent.
If you can't handle me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best.
That's, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best.
That's kind of a crazy girl quote, you know, crazy girlfriend quote.
Right, yeah.
Like when I'm screaming and blah, 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 if you can't handle me here, you don't. It's like, no, that's not how it works.
Right, exactly, yeah. I don't deserve.
You're just being
your
shitty.
Your worst. Yeah, right. I deserve your best.
Right. Or how about
everyone
somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
If you can't handle me my worst, you don't desire me at my best. Like, okay. I don't want you at all. Have it then. How about nowhere in there?
How about that? Yeah, right. Until I've been with you for a while and I'm ready to say for better or for worse. But for a while, no. I just want the better. You got to convince me that the worse is worth it for the better.
If we can't get the best in the first few years, if you start out with your worst, then it's not going to go uphill anytime soon.
Yeah, right. Not looking forward to it.
That's yikes. Funny. Yeah, a good bad quote for everybody.
Yeah, that's funny. I like that one. So...
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. I like it. So I kind of teased a little bit before we started saying that I had some good news. And then I was like, well, it's not actually good news, but it's not like bad news. It's just good as in I have news that will be good to share on
the
podcast.
Got me excited. I was like, ooh, this will be like some news. Sponsor, some type of deal with Apple or something.
Yeah, yeah, right.
A 3D exactly. printer company. Well, not good,
Google.
But news.
No one likes us. Surprise, surprise. No money. So I have some like more solid news about my property and what's going to happen with it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so I talked to actually our friend Kate, texted Nicole and I, and said that she had talked to Don Jones, and Don Jones is the president or he's the something of relations at MICA, right? So he's like public relations type guy.
So for those who don't know, Dustin rents the property that you see on, you know, if you ever watch any videos, the awesome property. And the person who owned it passed away. So then it was sold to or given to the college that Dustin went to, but also was just in the community. So we've been waiting to figure out what was going to go on.
Right. Like
go ahead.
Yeah, that was last July when our landlady passed away. We've been here for 12 years, I think, now.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And So yeah, I think Corinne was, I mean, she was in kindergarten or she was in preschool when we moved here. So I think she was like 4.
Yeah, I guess you moved there right after we you know, you moved away from the house that we lived in.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Because we moved over to Kate and Sean's for a couple months or whatever, and then moved out here.
That's right.
Yeah, because they had moved out to Seattle, and so their house hadn't sold, so we moved into their house to help take care of it and keep it show ready, you know, mow the lawn, make sure it's clean, you know, like lived in and, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, so so we've been here since 2014, so like early 2014. I was looking back through Facebook to see like when my first pictures were, and there was a picture from mid-April 2014 where we were like prepping the garden, and I'm like, and I said like, oh, so happy to be back out in the country, you know, where I can have a garden, da, da, da.
Yeah,
so we've been here since then, so Corinne's grown up out here, but our landlady was 100 years old, and so she passed away in July, and there, and I knew that she had it in her will that it would go to Micah. Mm-hmm. So obviously it took some time, and we weren't exactly sure when that transfer would happen. We'd heard kind of things through the grapevine. We got a letter from a lawyer saying, we have possession of it now. Your rent checks can go to this. And then eventually it'll go to this person, Don Jones. Mm-hmm. You know, so then we, so we kind of knew that was going to happen. And then, so our friend Kate works at Mike at Maryland Institute College, right, the college I went to. And she had talked to Don the other day and let us know that he said, yeah, it's most likely going to be in the next couple weeks. They will get final ownership of the property, right? The full transfer is going to happen. And then she said their plan is to sell it pretty quickly after that. So I emailed Don, kind of just let him know, like, hey, you know, we've been here for this long. Our daughter's going to be here, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, like, we live here.
Yeah. Like, if there's, you know, if there's any chance that we could buy a portion of the land, like, we'd love to, you know, kind of talk to you about that and see what our options are. So I sent him that, gave him my phone number. He called me back the next day. And so I chatted with him for a little bit. And basically, like, he told me, you know, it's like that, basically the same stuff that I knew, right? They would get possession in the next couple weeks. When that happens, then they would start figuring out the final, what they're going to do, but they are selling it. And he said, you know, like in the will, basically it's like in Betty's will, you know, the best situation for the school, like whatever the school wants for the property, that's what they would use it for. Right. So it's the betterment of the entire school, which is for them to sell it. And he said, they already had, like, there've been some people who are interested in buying it, and they've already known that for a while, a couple years, right? Like since they knew that it was eventually coming to them. So he told me they will be selling it. They don't know exactly when yet. He said when he finds out from when the full transfer happens, he'll let me know. He'll keep in touch. And then he said, you know, he would just keep in touch with timeline stuff when they knew. So basically we have anywhere from, I would say our shortest timeline might be like a month and a half, and the longest might be like 3 or 4 months. So we've got a few months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, So not much time. I mean, Nicole and I have been looking for a house for the last maybe 5 or 6 years, maybe even more. Like before we moved out here, we were looking at another place, and we put an offer in and it got accepted. And then we did a bunch of inspections, and then it fell through because the well was like 40 feet deep and the septic was had needed a new septic. And, you know, it was like all sorts of stuff. And
not a cash.
Yeah, and so once we did inspections, we were like, nah, and the bank wasn't going to come any lower, so we're like, okay, so we backed out of that.
Wait, so Michael was basically saying, like, no, we're just going to kind of sell it all off. That is a big chunk.
Correct. Yeah, right. Yeah, they're going to sell it. They have some interests already. They obviously, he did say they've been out a couple times to, like, do a few things, but Nicole said she got an email from the lawyers checking with us to make sure that we didn't have anything that we that belonged to us in the outbuildings and the buildings around the property other than our own building. And you know, because they're going to start clearing stuff out, so we were like, nope, you know, none of it's ours, it's all Betty's, whatever, the estates, our stuff is all here at our house or around immediately around our house. So yeah, they're going to, you know, things are going to be moving pretty quickly. They'll probably obviously have to come out and do some surveys and inspections and things to make sure it's ready to sell and price it and do all that stuff and get all whoever else involved. And then, you know, Don was saying he'll obviously once he has what his idea is, what they should do for it. Then he has to take it to the president and the provost, and they, you know, they all talk about it and make sure it's what everyone agrees on, and then they move on. Right.
So you would think that before you move on, you would think that does Micah keep any of this, any property? I'm sure they, maybe it's a normal thing, or maybe it's not. They're given actual land. Why just sell it off and why not keep some of it for a retreat, you know, just a space that your students can go to.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's not like, it's not my, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to suggest that because it's like,
well, no, I know.
They've already thought about all that.
I understand that. I know you have no say in it.
Right, yeah.
So it's, yeah, like, I don't know. It's, I mean, I guess that's a way of the person, probably the person who owned, you know, your landlord is just like, hey, this will be a chunk of money I can donate. It's like giving your car to some card for kids thing. But it's it's such a beautiful piece of spot. It's almost like you could do something more with it than sell it off to some developer who knows whoever.
Right, yeah.
There's going to be, you know, four golf side mansions in a year.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, McMansion sitting up there, like, okay,
yeah,
like, do they really need the extra couple million? Like, I mean, I'm sure they do, but it's like, do something with land that's given to you.
Yeah, and you know, that's what he said. Like, you know, we're gonna do what's in the best interest of the school. You know, he said, like, I appreciate your history there, and you know, your time that you spent with Betty and all that, and you know, and he's like, but obviously. This, you know, we're doing what's in the best interest of school. Don, he was super sweet about it. Like, he's a, you know, his whole job is like dealing with the people, the public, you know, he's public relations. So he was really cool about it. And Kate said he's a really nice guy. Like, so I chat with him for a little bit, and he was like, yeah, I'll keep you in the loop. Nice. I'll do whatever. But yeah, we will be selling, you know, like, yeah.
Nice guy until he's now, you got to be out in a month.
Yeah. Right. See you later.
We will arrest you.
Yeah, so we know that we have, you know, our time is now kind of limited to next couple months. So we're obviously on the hunt for a house. We looked at a place on Monday, which was a cool old stone house, but it was like really close to the road, Route 40 out kind of outside the Beltway, and kind of a, like a more remote woodsy area, but like super close to the road, no driveway, and like super weird hill in the back with bamboo and all sorts of crazy stuff. So I was like, nah, that was not working. So we looked at that one, and then so we were like, okay, well, you know, we'll start looking at other rentals because we don't obviously want to like rush into some weird purchase that we're going to regret, you know, just because we have to move from here. So we started looking at different places, and we saw there are a few options, and they're all in the kind of around the price range that we're paying now. And so we're like, okay, well, it's not like, you know, it's not the end of the world. We're not going to be homeless. Like, we might have to rent a place. And there were some places that were like little houses, like in Towson or Parkville, you know, so like that area, you know, one had a basement, one didn't, but the other one that didn't had a, like more of a yard fenced in, you know, so there were different things. And, so there are options, you know, like if we were able to be able to find a place that had like enough space to do a shop, like that's the goal, right? The goal is to have like an okay house that has some type of shop space. And so, yeah, so we were looking around. So yesterday, our real estate agent and our loan officer guy or whatever through the, you know, lending company, they were talking about a certain house. And so we actually went and saw it today. It's awesome house. So it's like what's called like in a traditional American four square. So if you imagine like, you know, it's like four squares on the first floor, four squares on the second floor.
Yeah.
Right. So like living room, dining room, kitchen, front foyer. And then upstairs, bedroom, bathroom. You know, like it's super cute. It's on Reisterstown Road, like north, you know, where like Glendon is, that like north end of Reisterstown Road. At the top of 140 or whatever, or top of 795 where 140 hits. So it's just a little bit south of that on Reisterstown Road, but it's like the old Reisterstown. So it's like, you know, you imagine like parades going through town. It's just a 30 mile an hour two-way road. And it's like houses and businesses. So there's like a chiropractor and, you know, like whatever. And there's like a law office next door. And then there's like a snowball stand two blocks up and a little ice cream shop and then restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like a little like downtown like area. And the house is on the road. It's back, you know, it's set back off the road, maybe 15 feet or something, 20 feet, you know, so it's not like right on the road, like sidewalk. Brick house. So we went and checked it out and it's awesome. It's like super awesome. We were like, this is great. So, you know, and it's a little bit above our budget, and with interest rates, it's a little tough, but we talked about like the seller doing like a credit thing where they offer us a credit for a certain percentage, and that helps us to buy down the percentage 2 points for the first year, and then 1 point for the second year, and then the third year we own it, it goes back up to the normal rate. Yeah. So it like gives us some time to like hopefully maybe our interest rates come down and then we can refinance or something, you know, in the next 3 years.
Right.
And yeah, so with all that, you know, it makes a little bit more in our budget, you know, it puts us a little bit more uncomfortable, you know, a little bit more than we're paying now, but not so far out of our budget that we'll be like house poor, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So great little house on this kind of skinny property, but it's long. So it's like goes back, and it's, you know, a long yard, and then there's trees in the back, and then behind the house is a, they're like other properties kind of line up, but they all connect with this, bit of woods, like completely woods area that's like public owned, you know, it's nice. no one. Yeah. So like it extends our, you know, property back twice or three times as far into the woods. Yeah. So kind of nice, which is always good. And then it also has a full 2-car garage out back, like a full square garage. That would be an awesome shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
So super cool. With a big garage door in the front. Like a normal garage door, and then a single door as well on the side. So, you know, it was probably 20 by 20, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so like in full area, it'd probably be bigger than what our shop is here, you know, and I'll probably do the same thing, build like a lean-to smithy, out back or whatever behind it.
Yeah.
So yeah, either that or just,
cut that
build,
one up.
Build some type of like lean to off the front of it, and then I can open up the garage door and like work right out there, you know, work blacksmithing stuff out front. So
yeah,
but yeah, it's super cool. So potentially really fun opportunity to build a new shop in the future. Either way, so there'll be some, we could definitely make some content on new shop wherever it is, like it's going to be somewhere, but this one, you know, out of all the different places we've looked at, this seems like it has the potential to actually go our way. So that the building, it was originally priced at $350, but it was like,
can you send me the address or the general area?
Sure. I'll send you the listing.
Just send it over to me while you're talking about it. I can look at it.
Yeah. So it's, like I said, so it's originally listed.
Glendon's nice. I mean, at the top there, you know, you go down in Owings Mills, then it's a little different and stuff. But Glendon is always, I mean, they've had nice neighborhoods up there. I used to deliver with UPS with Derek up there.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is like, it's, so there's like, if you go through Glendon and then you head south on Reisterstown Road, then you're like in Reisterstown, and then there's an Owings Mills below it, and then, you know, it gets down closer to the Beltway. So this is like where the house is. It's like within a mile or within like a quarter mile of where that Glendon and Reisterstown Road intersection is at the very top of 795. So it's just like just south of there, because there's like a strip of road that goes straight like south. That's two lanes.
And yeah, then it kind of turns. Yeah, I'll look at it real quick.
Yeah. And it turns and heads a little bit further, like southwest, and it turns into like four lanes, right? Two on either side. So it opens up. But we're up in that, like, kind of the lower area or the lower speed and like narrower streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say there has always been a part of me that I like. I think most people like us, or most people, if they could, they like the country. They like being out where nothing is. But the other part of me would like to be on a small main street somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's kind of
like where you're at.
It feels like a small main street. Yeah.
Then it becomes something different where it's still secluded. It's not necessarily suburbia or city, but you have, it offers something where you can walk to get ice cream, maybe walk to a pub, maybe walk to, you know, you get a little bit of that, which is an interesting life change.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just something different for you.
Yeah, right.
Like, hey, let's go walk and get lunch. Really,
yeah,
you
know, like, yeah, right.
It's a cool. It's different. It's really nice.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, it feels like it's a wonderful life, you know, or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. Where it's you're just this little street, little main street. Like, there's some houses, there's some businesses. Everybody's together, you know. Like, there, all the on the street, it has lampposts in front of like every house, like every so far, and each one has like a little flag sign on it. Right now they're all changed to say like I love Maryland with the Ravens like logo next to it, you know. And you know, I'm sure like 4th of July they're all switched to like American flags, and you know, it's like it's just it feels very like friendly main street old American, you know, like small town. Like, it's really
cool. Would you park on the street?
No, there's actually a driveway. So if you see that like picture from the front of the house, on the left side, there's a driveway that's all grass right now, because it was like gravel and it's just grass has grown up through it. But like, we drove onto it tonight, and it was, and it's long enough to have like four vehicles, like all the way back to the garage up. Yeah.
Because there's a house back behind you, kind of to the side.
Yeah. Well, you can see to the left of our driveway is like a parking lot.
Yeah.
And that house that's back there is a business.
So
that's like, it's kind of a like a small parking lot for their business, but it's right off of our house. Like, so like tonight we all pulled straight in, us and, you know, Nicole and I came separately because I was coming from work, and then our real estate agent was in front of us, and then we all just like basically turned left and went out through the parking lot, you know. So and so there's like there's a little business, it's like offices, I don't know exactly what it is, but there's no sign out front, you know, so it's probably some whatever offices there on the on the left side, if you're looking at the front of the house. And on the right side, there's the, I think it's a law office or whatever, another, the house or something. It's like another office. So both sides are not, you know, homeowners. So it gives us a little bit more privacy there. You know, like at night, there's not like people on either side of us. There's just, it's just us there. And then we have a little bit, of, you know, a little leeway. But like inside, like all the trim and all the molding is original. It's super cool.
It's cool. No, it's you are surrounded with kind of cool stuff. I know where you're at. I like that area.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
Cool.
Yeah,
well, I hope it works out.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it'll be fun. Like I said, we can make some fun videos. Like, I'm excited to think about new shop layout. You know, like, what's the best way to organize a shop? Like, that would be a cool video.
Make it look interesting.
Yeah. I was also thinking, like, it'd be fun to get a wood stove and put it in to that little, you know, little shop or a garage in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be kind of interesting, because I've always, like, I thought it'd be fun to get, like, a little potbelly wood stove or something. You know, I see antique ones at you know, antique malls and stuff for $200. Yeah. And then just run a pipe up and out the or through the roof or something, you know, like
38 minutes. I guess that's not too bad.
I was going to say, oh, that's good. I'm glad you checked it, because I was like, ooh, I felt like that was going to add like half an hour on, and that's about right. That's what it is. Yeah. So what, you said 38?
38.
Okay. That's not bad. That's
It's also timed to be right now, but it's mostly backyards and back roads, and that part of A3 isn't busy.
Yeah. So. From where we are, it's like, it's all through the, what's it called? The valley there, you know, the horse valley and all.
Yeah. So it's 10, 15 minutes more than what we do now. That's not
bad. Right. Yeah. Not too bad. Yeah. So I like that idea too. And, you know, and the commute for me to work would be about the same. Like, I'm hitting a weird part of the beltway that's a little bit more trafficy, but not too bad.
Cool.
The like I said, the garage doors in the shop are their normal garage doors, but they probably would need to be like refinished and repainted, and, you know, I could build, you know, building benches and tables and stuff. I think that'd be fun. So I think that could be some like interesting content for the channel.
For sure.
It'd be fun. So it's cool.
I see the little shed. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's great, and it's a concrete floor, and then it's you know, the ceilings are are a decent height. They're higher than what I can like reach up with my hand. But then there's a storage area above that, you know, cause it's like a square with a four peaked roof, you know, like, or not four, you know what I mean? It, like it peaks from all four directions and goes straight to the top to a point. So, you know, it gives you that area, upstairs, which is, it's funny cause it's just like a hole in the roof in the middle of the garage. And I was like looking up and I could see there's like, you know, there's like some stuff right up there that was left behind, like a roll of vinyl flooring or something, you know, things that are in attics, but, or in storage spaces. But yeah, it looks like it's, you know, everything is like super dry that I could tell. And, you know, I was like, okay, well maybe I have to build some type of little loft ladder or something that goes up, you know,
right.
It's like maybe I store something up there. Who knows?
So I'm looking at it and it goes all the way back past the building next to you and it goes back to that wood line.
Mm-hmm. All the way back to the wood line.
That's nice. You can put a fire pit back there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, right behind
the
shed.
It's a nice spot for having people over. And yeah, like you said, it's basically businesses.
Yep.
Small businesses, so you don't have to worry about people at night.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like that's what I thought. I was like, if there's that little house there and we have like a fire pit and people behind, then we're like right next to their house. But it's not. It's like an office building.
Yeah, no.
And the people that own that also own currently the house. They had it on the market as what's it, not residential, but the other, you know, like, so for shops and stuff or whatever businesses. It was on like listed as a business space, and then they changed it over and listed it as residential or potential residential or, you know, business, and then they had an offer on it which they accepted. And the person who wanted to get it, they were trying to get it through a VA loan, and the VA inspection people came out, and because the front porch and the back porch are not in great condition, they basically told the seller that the seller would have to replace them for the VA loan to go through. And the seller wasn't ready to do that, and so that person didn't get the house because they couldn't use their VA loan to get it.
Right.
And so we're going to do like a conventional loan with hoping to do the whole thing, like where we ask for a credit to help buy down the interest rate at this point. I don't know exactly how that all it works, but our, you know, our realtor and our loan agent both were talking about it and seemed very like a common thing to do and something you can do that would work well to our benefit. Yeah. So it's cool. And it's like, it's crazy. Cause all the doors and everything are all original. Or they like, you know, old wood doors with cool like metal latches and, you know, like cool windows, transom windows with a little flippy down window that you can open and close from the side. And there's a closet. So there's where the basement goes downstairs. There's a wall between that, those steps and the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then there's a little closet door on that wall, but there's no thickness. And I was like, oh, maybe it's like a can, you know, maybe it's like 4 inches deep or something for can storage or something. And so we opened it up and it has a built-in ironing board inside. Nice. So it's like flat against the wall and you open this little door and then you like fold it down. That's which is like 100%, you know, original to the house. Like it's crazy. Super cool. And yeah, it's like, All the doors that were in the house, like, because there were doors like between all the rooms and stuff, like they're all off, and we're like, oh, how cool it would be to get like all these doors. And so we went down the basement, and there was a door there. I was like, oh, that's, so we looked down, we kind of realized it's like the door to the basement, which they took off, you know, so it's just open stairs going downstairs. And then we went through the whole house and we went up to the attic, and in the attic are all the doors. Like everything, like all the French doors, because there's like a double door that goes from dining room to living room, you know, like all that stuff is there. All those original doors are all up in the attic, and the attic was like super dry, and a walk up, you know, stairs, a walk up attic, everything.
Nice.
So it's really cool. It's only the one bathroom. It's just one full bathroom on the second level, but it's fine. You know, like
if we want to figure out
a way to convert it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. We use one bathroom. Yeah. It's more like when you have guests, you know, it's like, oh, you got to go upstairs to the bathroom, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And the kitchen is kind of, it's got like the main kitchen space, and then it has a little bump out in the back of the house, which like right now it has the stove and refrigerator and this like little back bump out space instead of in the main kitchen area. But there's like space for them to be in the kitchen maybe. Mm-hmm. So like we could arrange it, but like it's perfectly livable for however long we want to.
Nice. Well, Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully.
Rooting for you. That's not too far away.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, we'll know. We're rearranging the contract just a little bit, and then we'll send out the offer probably tomorrow. But our landlady, I mean, our real estate agent, she was talking to the realtor, the selling realtor, today. Mm-hmm. And he was telling her the history of like how the person owned the two properties and all that stuff that I was telling you with the VA loan, blah, blah, blah. And how the realtor was like encouraging them to like bring the price down, which they did some, which is where it's at now. But they were also like ready to sell. And so our real estate agent was kind of telling them some of the things that we were thinking, like doing the credit back to do blah, 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 doing all that stuff. And She was like, would you guys be, you know, willing to talk about that? And he's like, absolutely. He's like, the seller is motivated and, you know, we're willing. He's like, you write up a contract and send it to us. Like we'll look at whatever you got, you know, we're willing to take offers. So, So we'll see. It's, potentially, you know, a really cool spot and like it checks off a lot of the things that we want, you know?
Yeah. So. I would love to shoot there with you and you know, walk to a restaurant for lunch.
Yeah, right. I know, it's great. Yeah, as I was driving home, I like drove past a snowball stand. I was like, a snowball stand.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of stuff. It looks cool. It'll be sweet.
Yeah, it's a cool little spot. Yeah.
All right. Right
on. And Nicole's got an interview coming up, and she's like in the second, you know, the second round of interviews, and so they're going to bring her into what she's doing to, you know. Do nice. Stuff. So nice. Another good, potentially, you know, things could be falling in line, but
cool.
I will say that like for the last, you know, however many years we've had a bunch of like chances where we've been really close and really hopeful and then like things didn't happen. So you never know. But yeah. this seems like things are kind of just like, you know, might be falling in the right place this time. So,
and you know, it's a, not a great position to, I mean, everyone's restrained at a certain level.
Right.
But to have a limit, a guaranteed limit, like most people with, you know, not a huge amount of income have, it's easy to just go, well, we're not going any higher because it's impossible.
Right.
Like, you know, it's like,
yeah,
well, this is it. So this is what we can offer. And we're not going to keep dilly-dallying back and forth.
Right. Exactly.
This is it. So
yeah,
it's no like, should we, maybe we, it's like, no, we cannot.
Yeah, so this right, is, exactly.
If they can't do this, we're not doing it.
You know? Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a, here's our offer, you know, like,
yeah, we're not going to some, yeah, with, we're not like, going to instead go, let's just go want to buy one of those $600,000 homes in, you know, in some bullshit neighborhood. Like, that's just not an option. So we're going to buy, and you know, it's, again, houses are so expensive now.
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
The price of everything went so high. To think mom and dad got a rancher in Westminster with like an acre for
125 or what it was.
Yeah. It's insanity.
I know, right? Jeez.
Insanity in a great school zone in the county. And
they hit it perfect, right? Because they bought when it was a buyer's market, and then it was, they were only there for 4 years or something, right? Like, cause they were there for me through, my junior and senior year of high school.
Yeah. No, well, I
and
was,
then you were through high school all the way.
So maybe 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Maybe 6 years. Right. Yeah. Cause then you were there.
I was in high school all the way through. Yeah. And I was there in seventh grade.
Yeah, so 7, yeah, because you're 2 years behind.
Yeah,
so
7 through, right at the end of 12, right at the end of 2005, they moved.
Yep. Yeah, so they were there for, whatever that year was, like six and a half, 7 years, and then they sold for double, because they sold in a seller's market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good, that was a great, you know, transition time.
They should have bought then. They should have just used them, but that's the bitch is to...
Mm-hmm.
When once you get a good price to sell, it doesn't matter because you're still gonna buy,
right? Yeah, yeah. And then it worked out, right? Because then they were at their other place in Fork for a couple.
They
years.
Rented it, which Fork was great. Like they also tried to buy that, but someone was trying to sell that whole piece of land with that farmhouse in the middle and fields and
But then they got their place where you are now.
Yeah,
and now you're there, right? Yeah. So it's like it kind of like fell in pretty well for them, you know, at least like. Yeah, the circumstances worked pretty good.
You know, it you just I'm just, you know, we're all happy to have a place to live and a house, yeah, and a, you right. know, it's just nice. Yeah. And you've been blessed to have that property for the price that you had it, whether it's yeah. renting or not, for so long. It's been such yeah. such a beautiful spot to, you know, have
and my daughter grow up in there.
Yeah,
and,
beautiful yeah. with woods and
great
area
friends
to,
here, and
yeah, yeah, it's
and,
great.
Right, had a great shop space, which inspired us to start the AOC, and you know.
And now it's gonna just go downhill, and you're gonna be some local townie alcoholic guy, and it's gonna be great.
Friend's gonna get into drugs, and
yeah. Well, he's yeah, nice. Oh, he's Mills kids. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because Franklin High School is like just less than a mile south of us. Mm-hmm. And that's where like she would, that's where her bus would come to and from Carver. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the other great thing about our situation is that unfortunately we have to leave where we are, but it doesn't mean Corinne has to move high schools because she's in a magnet school. Like as long as we stay anywhere in Baltimore County, she can stay at her school.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. And so this is actually better, at least like where it potentially could be is if we get the place, like she can take her bus there and then walk from there home. Right, because now yeah. she's walking about that same distance, maybe a little more, to the library. You know, it'd still be another yeah. like, I don't know, 5 miles back to our house. But now she can just like go there and then walk home. And then she's home, which is perfect, you know, because then like, you know, it saves her gas money in the future, right? Because mm-hmm. like she'll probably get a car when she's 16, and you know, and then like she could be driving to and from school, but mm-hmm. you know, this like she doesn't have to. It's really nice and close, you know.
She'll probably want to.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think she's pretty like mindful when it comes to that. She's like, yeah, I don't mind taking the bus, you know, it saves me money and saves us all money and whatever. Like, okay, that's fine.
Well, you but might, yeah, you know, if she has once you get your own car, yeah. your own.
Yeah.
Your own sleeve of CDs. Come on.
You get that sleeve up on the yeah. the sun visor.
My top 10 lined up. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going yeah. from my driveway right to school.
I do remember, like, you know, driving to and from school, you know, like junior and senior year off and on, and then like there would be times when I'd have to take the bus. I'm like, oh, I take the bus.
That was a dagger.
You know? Although then I was like, you know, king of the castle though. Get sure. on the bus as a senior. You know, everyone's like, sure. Oh, Dustin, what's up? You know, they like give you whatever seat you want. You walk in, they're like, hey,
hello,
you're
hello,
like
children.
All super popular. Hello. Hello. Yeah, ride the bus. Like, okay. Yeah. But, you know, that'll be a next year thing, so we'll see. But yeah, don't get my hopes up too much, but it's like, you know, it's a cool one. So, like, I like to be positive about
we'll potentially talk to you in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
We'll have a good guest next week coming up, and then next week we'll do a sad podcast where you're like, I don't know, we're going to Parkville.
I'm homeless. Yeah, right. Kicked us out. We got 7 days.
You can live in my...
Well, I will say that we've already paid for March, right? So we have at least all of March.
Okay. Like,
yeah. They don't want us to pay
and
for
And I think,
next
honestly,
month,
if there was a real thing, there's something legally that they have to...
Yeah,
you,
right,
it,
exactly.
Like, it's like, well, you have renters on this property. You cannot... Right. You have to give them more time, but hopefully you don't have to go through any of that type of stuff.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got... I guess it's not news. It's nothing like what you have. I'm going to send you pictures real quick. All right. Here's the space I cleared out for my computer because we're cleaning and rearranging everything in here. Uh-huh. But look, we got some cabinets on the other side before
Wait,
we paint
so this
that
is...
wall. This is the office.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
and
but
the other
it looks about the same, I guess, no? I guess, you know, clutter, but that's just like...
Yeah, but the... Okay. See, I just sent you another one.
Okay. Ooh,
so yeah,
all right,
put some
nice.
Cabinets, some, you know, want to do an old IKEA run.
Nice.
So all the guitars and tools and bike stuff will be in there.
Oh, nice.
Because we needed space for it. Because then it was always like,
that all fits in that cabinet. Your guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Right.
There's eight guitars in that cabinet right now.
Dang, eight guitars. Look at you.
I know. I need to figure out what to do with.
You just gotta get hooks. Hang those babies up.
We don't even have wall space for that many guitars.
Sure you do, all around your computer. You got all that space.
Actually, I'm going to put shelves up there. Up top, above that. All right,
I guess.
Two or three shelves.
Just hang them in front of the windows. That'll be fine.
But anyway, so we've got everything. We have Caitlin's Cricket there, and we're gonna put all, like I said, the bike stuff and camera stuff and tools, and they're all gonna go in there.
Nice.
And then, but we had to clear it out, and we're gonna get new carpet. After it, we're getting chickens, which I brought it before, but we're actually going to do it this week or maybe Sunday.
Okay.
And they're going to stay, you know, warm in a warm spot indoor somewhere. So we're going to have them in the office.
You got some chicks in there with you?
So we're going to have some chicks here soon. So we'll see how the podcast goes in the next few weeks.
Nice. With
chicks in the background. But
chicks are the best.
And then we're going to... I'm going to see if... Well, whoever wants to come over, any of you guys...
Help build.
Want to come over? Well, I think we're just gonna buy one.
Okay.
But
yep.
I need help clearing. I think I'm gonna take that back shed down.
Okay.
Because the back corner. That's where we want to put it.
Like the sports equipment shed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotcha.
Which is packed with stuff Mom and Dad never touched. So, but it's a lot of old chairs and furniture that is just no good anymore. So
right, yeah, it just needs a.
I'm just gonna be like, hey, if anyone wants any of this stuff, take it, or let's put it in trucks and take whatever we can.
And you just break it up and have a little fire.
There's like siding and all types of glass crazy shit.
Yeah, this is not the South. We can't do all that up here.
No, we right. It's a lot of stuff. So I want
a black plume.
Yeah, I want to clear that out, and then we're gonna put the little chicken coop back there.
Sweet, right on.
Man. I might need help depending. I might need building a enclosed run.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. But,
where I think we're looking at. Because we got a little tax money back, so I think we're going to spend it on a few home improvements and some chickens, you know. Awesome. We're going to end up buying a real fancy chicken coop, and it'll be like, all right, well, these chickens have to live for 40 years to recoup any egg money back.
But yeah, right, exactly.
It'll be good for the kids.
Nice. Yeah.
Have little chickens around. And
Caitlin's like, this is what I did growing up.
Eggs are expensive as shit. So
I know, right?
Right now, it's definitely worth it. It'll save us $10, $20 a week almost. That, I feel like it's so many eggs.
Yeah,
and I've been eating a lot of egg sandwiches in the morning. Nice. But I fool myself because I've been, you know, I put not a lot of butter, but let's say you have a stick of butter.
Yeah.
I cut off like a quarter inch.
Okay.
Whatever that's is.
A good, like a pad. Yeah, a pad. That's a normal, yeah.
Throw that in the pan. Mm-hmm. You know, just a simple egg with salt and pepper and just a, you know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Two pieces of bread. And a little, sometimes, you know, I guess a little cheese, but
okay.
I feel healthy, even though it's not healthy, but it's better than a lot of things. Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if you had sausage, that would make it worse. Bacon's going to make it worse.
Right, because I was doing that. Like an egg is cholesterol, protein. I was putting stuff in, different stuff, but, you know, eventually I'm like, well, it doesn't make that much difference.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, really good bacon, but then you're cooking a bunch of stuff. So I'm like, I really just want a simple sandwich in the morning, just a good egg sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, like an egg sandwich is almost just as satisfying as an egg, as a bacon and egg or sausage.
Yeah.
And egg. Like maybe not exactly, but it's still like the same thing. You know, it's like
right.
It's the breakfast sandwich. Right. It's the idea that's like satisfying you. You
right. Know? It's like how much more is it going to improve it with the added time and calories and salt and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Trying to have one not crazy meal, but nice. But yeah. Anyway. So yeah, hope we'll have some chicken soon and.
Nice.
Yeah, we've been working because we just kept chucking stuff in this office, and then every 3 months it gets like impassable.
Right.
And we get annoyed, and then we. But also, it's like every holiday or whatever, we're always taking stuff in and out of the attic.
Yep.
And sometimes stuff doesn't make it back into the attic, so it all ends up. And we have like extra baby stuff, which I took to. I donated it today. I was first one there at 10 o'clock.
Dang.
Well, I was there at 9:55. The guy's like, "It's not open yet." I'm like, "All right, I'll wait." I'm sitting here.
Right.
No one's here. I'm just gonna sit here, and we donated a crap ton of baby clothes and toys and all that stuff.
Nice.
And
nice.
It was good to get rid of all that stuff because it was just in a pile in front of the gun safe, so there was no access.
Well, that's
so good. Well, I mean, I have another way to access another gun, but if shit really hit the fan, but I was like, man, I can't even get in there, like look at stuff.
Just
I
want to
look at stuff.
It's my collection.
But now it's open, so
nice.
I could a small militia. I could arm.
Not blocked by baby supplies.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
But yeah, so it's. It's ready to have chickens and cleared out. Yeah, and we did. We made it through the IKEA run and got all our stuff back. And
right on. Yeah, nice. Yeah, that was last weekend. It's the pancake breakfast at Morgan Ridge. It's always good.
Yeah,
you know
that was the IKEA run.
That was the IKEA run, right? For your chick, how far back in the woods does your property go along that line where
the
playhouse is and stuff?
Not very far.
Like how far? Like 10 feet? 5 feet? 2 feet?
Maybe. It depends. It goes probably. Okay. You probably get from maybe max 10 feet, but I'd say the average is more like 4 feet. The average is like a big bush.
Yeah,
but it's basically when you hit those woods, that's it. Give or take 5 feet.
Right. Yeah, like a big step.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if part of the chicken run could be back there. I guess it's right there. It could also go between there and the fields. You know, like, because the chicken, if the run, it could be partially in the woods, right? Because then they can, like, dig around, and they can get worms and bugs and stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, the yard's the same thing. And we plan to let them out. Okay. That's how Caitlin's always done it.
Right.
Because they come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's not too crazy around your house, which it's not necessarily around mine, unless they go on the road, but...
Right.
They would, you know, hopefully they don't. Go that far, so they could go into the field, they could go into our lawn, they could go into the woods. So I'm thinking the run will just head back across the back side of the property on either side, but probably not towards the field, maybe back towards the treehouse.
Okay.
You know,
right.
And just do that.
Yeah, and that could be as simple as like, you know, those green like, you know, landscaping metal poles that you hit in and then put up some chicken wire.
I'll probably put up some 4x4s.
Yeah, I would also make like think about doing a top netting as well.
So there, it's going to be a full enclosed.
Yeah, right.
So that birds. Have, like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. It should be fine. And then, like I said, we're going to, you know, let them out during a lot of days. That's what Caitlin said she used to do. And I'm used to see chickens around their house all the time, you know. So it was
nice.
Something they're around and let them out and they'll find food and stuff.
Right.
And they'll come back because they know where
to go to roost.
It's their roost and their food and water and all types of stuff.
Nice. Sweet. That's cool. That's fun. I like it. I like, any type of... homesteading type stuff, you know, that's like easily attainable, you know, that's always it's always good. Sweet. Well, next, let's see, this weekend I'm having a St. Patrick's Day party, or kind of like in a, you know, evening. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day early because it's on the following Monday, not this upcoming Monday, but the following Monday.
All right.
And next weekend, Nicole and Corinne and I will be away. So we're doing a get together with like Kate and Sean and, you know, maybe just them. And just like, you know, making some Irish stuff, like maybe like a shepherd's pie and some scotch eggs or something. And
so you didn't invite your Irish brothers to your Irish party this weekend?
It wasn't my original party. It was the Porter's party. They're like, hey, should we do like a St. Patrick's Day thing at some night this weekend? Sure. But, so it's at their house. So we're just like getting together. But next weekend, so not this weekend coming up, but the following weekend, Nicole and Corinne and I will be down in Jamestown, Virginia at the Military Through the Ages event. So this is a big reenactment event that happens every year down in Jamestown, where they have all different, you know, eras of reenactment all come together and are reenacting different types of military stuff, right? So usually that's what you get with reenactments. It's like Civil War and Korean War and, you know, Revolutionary War. It's like all these, like, you know, people, soldiers with, you know, old guns and camps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we're a Viking reenactment group, and our kind of main idea is this, like, experimental archaeology into a trade group, you know, a trade ship, not necessarily the what people think of Viking, you know, like going Viking and raping and pillaging and stealing things. Like, that's not what we're recreating.
Right.
You know, our whole thing is that we're a trading ship and we go from place to place and we set up a camp and we trade with the locals for a while. And we, you know, that gives us the ability to have multiple different types of culture people on our boat, like people from, you know, different Vikings from Daneland and Norway and, you know, England and Ireland. And, you know, so like we're kind of a amalgamation of lots of different areas and people from the North Seas. And so our idea, the theme for our group for Military Through the Ages is that in 805 or whatever, sometime like that, there was the king of Francia, so like where France is now, and the king of the Danes or the Gotland or whatever, they had been warring for years, and so they were going to come together and have some peace talks or whatever, trying to talk about whatever. And so last minute, the king of Francia decided not to come. He was going to send his main generals or whatever. And so the king of the Danes got offended, so he decided not to come. So he sent his main generals. But then there was this, like, tension. And so this whole buildup of an actual, like, war. And I don't know, this is an actual historical thing that actually happened. I don't know the outcome of all that. But our kind of what we're reenacting is our trade ship has now come to this event because we know there's going to be lots of people, lots of military on both sides. Both sides will need lots of gear, like axes and spearheads and bows and arrowheads and all this stuff, you know, and clothes. So we're kind of coming in as like, hey, we're a trade group and we want to come and take advantage of all these people coming together and like talk to people and learn new things and trade things and sell a bunch of our wares and, you know, and then also obviously we are, you know, like Vikings. So we have obviously all of our shields and our spears and we would be able to fight if we needed to, you know, but that's not our deal. But our deal is so that's the reenactment. So that'll be next weekend. So we'll be down in Jamestown, Virginia, which is super cool. So Nicole and I are going to take half days off of work and we'll drive down, on Friday. And then we'll help get everything set up Friday night. And then we'll be there all Saturday and then into Sunday doing the event. So it's like, I don't know how big it is, but it's big. You know, it's like one of the bigger reenactment events because it's lots of different groups there. You know, so if you imagine like the Pensac as opposed to, you know, just your event with your local Maryland people, you know, it's like everyone's coming together to this giant event.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it'd be like tons of tents and people set up and lots of camps and lots of things happening. And yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm excited.
Well, Nicole, know, if you want to do a tour, one of the days when you got, you know, if you got a half an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely do that. I'll be taking cameras. So I'll get, you know, yeah, it'll be fun. Like I'll get general footage and then do a tour. I'll walk around. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll like, I'll tour our camp, but then I'll walk around the whole event and get everybody, show all the cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nicole's making me a new tunic, and it's like this dark gray tunic, which I'm excited about. So that's cool. Try to think if there's other gear that we're doing. We're making some different leather stuff. I'm working on a couple knives, like some more Viking knives for the group. And I also have a spearhead that I've been working on. So I want to maybe mount that too. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs like to technically the Craig, who's the leader of the group. But I've been like working on it because he bought it cheap online, and like the tip was bent and it was ground really horribly. So it's this big clunky thing. So I've been working on, I forged it straight again and then ground it, you know, nicer. So I'm going to mount it on a spear and I'm going to bring it along and I'm going to carry it for the weekend. And then I'll give it back to Craig as like one of the group weapons, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that like something for like, as an Irish, you know, like what we portray, our personas are, you know, Vikings living in Ireland, you know, and with some like ancestry, like my ancestry goes back multiple generations in Ireland. Nicole comes over, Corinne's been born in Ireland. So I might have, I think it's like, I have a Irish mother and Viking father, you know, something like that. I forget what our persona is exactly, but the Irish Vikings would have been mostly spear and shield. That was like their main go-to, as opposed to like the Danish, which would be like spear and sword and shield or something, you know, like there are different like trends that went around, you know, fighting styles. So
yeah.
So I like the idea of having a spear. I don't have a shield yet, but I'll have to work. That'd be a fun video. Try to make a Viking shield. I've seen some videos online that would be kind of cool. But
that'll be a fun event. Good footage so the people can see.
Yeah. And our my aunt and uncle live down in Williams, Virginia, which is only about 15 or 20 minutes from Jamestown. So we'll be staying with them for the evening. So I think most of our group will be staying. I think one or two people are going to be like camping out on site, but they don't allow like open fires like on the ground, you know, like, so most people, which will have like, everybody will have different like cooking things and set up, but everybody has to have some type of raised thing. Yeah. So we already have all that. Like for our group, we have like a long fire that's raised inside of a wooden box and the fire pit that I use for the forge. Like it's already dealt that way. And I think a lot of people do, but because of that, like,
at least you can have fires though.
Yeah, right. So like our one member Bob, he does all the, he's like a woodworker, so he does a lot of that, and he always tries to camp out. So he's always got like, he's got all of his bivy and whatnot that he would have, which is like kind of authentic to his time period. He like usually sleeps underneath. He's got this beautiful like wooden cart that he built, that, you know, from pictures and, you know, whatever historical research that he did, and so he'll often sleep under the cart. Cause it's like the two wheels and it's got enough like room underneath of it. So he just sets up his camp under it and crawls in and tucks into all his wool and camps and sleeps the night away. So he'll probably be there, but most people will be staying in like local hotels and stuff. So I reached out to our cousin and then through her reached out to our aunt and uncle, and we're going to be staying down at their place, which is going to be cool. So
right on.
Should be fun. So a couple of fun, you know, things happening. And then that Monday coming back is St. Patty's Day, 17th. So Corinne said, I need some more, like, I need more green. Like, but she's like, but like good, like real Irish clothes, not like, you know, like not Kelly green with like a shamrock on it, like a t-shirt. She's like, I want like, you know, like a green sweater or a green plaid and then like a cool hat or something. You know, like, I was like, yeah. She's like, it wants to be like authentic Irish to go to school.
Yeah. I think St. Patrick's is a good mix of kitschy, and you can go as traditional as you want, but it's just, you know, it's Halloween, you know, you're going to be a little obnoxious. It's fun. It's just something to do. It's, you have some green beer, whatever, you know, a nice version. We've done all types.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Then the trashy version and the classy version, and
Everything in between. I have a cool Irish, you know, hat that, whatever that's called, like a flat hat, you know, like a Peaky Blinders type hat that my friend Lauren got for me in Ireland in Dublin. So I always wear that, you know, I have that.
We had a good St. Paddy's Day with you one time in Frederick, and I think you were wearing that stuff, but you got. Got sloshed.
Oh, I got wasted. Ooh, baby.
That's right, that sweet spot where, you know, you're whatever, 4 or 5 years older, and we were still in peak like party.
I know, yeah. You guys were like, just drinking me under the table.
We're just like, constantly like, yeah, more and more, you know, we're just drinking shots, yellow shots, this, that, beer, ding. You like it's constant.
Man.
And then on the way there, were you in the back? Were you in the trunk?
No, I wasn't in the trunk. I was on the right side in the back passenger side against the door. I remember that because my arm was like resting on the armrest, and then I threw up, but I like tucked my arm against my chest, and so and you with my like with my right hand up on my left shoulder and like just puked into my arm against my chest, and then like held it there until I could open the door and get out and like dump it off of my body. That's right, because your buddy was like driving around the like a circle, you know, in this little neighborhood a bunch of times real fast, right? Because there were people in the trunk and he was trying to fuck them up.
Yeah.
I was like, that's enough. I have not had good showings with your group. I've had some good showings, but I've had some pretty bad ones.
Yeah.
It's like the worst I've been drunk in the last like 20 years has been 2 times and all with your friends.
That sounds about right. It was a wild group.
Yeah, right.
I think I might have been in the trunk at the time, which is horrific. But that actually, at the time that we would do stuff like that, because listen, kids, this is before Uber and Lyft. All right, so you really had to like call a service, and they would take about an hour and a half to get to your house.
Yep.
So it's like if you wanted to go right then, your only option was to hopefully someone would give you a ride.
Yeah, right.
And if we had, usually it was like one car and like 10 people. So it's like, all right, well, how many can we fit up front? You can fit two in the back if you want. You can stuff in the trunk. No, it's terrible. Yeah, right. And then we usually like draw straws or something.
Yeah. And you're only driving like 5 minutes, you know, like.
Yeah, it wasn't far.
But it's like 3 miles. Like you don't want to walk it. But, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not like just like walking down the street. So.
No. Yeah.
4 miles.
But, yeah, wild times.
Cool. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, so that's the plan. So we'll see. Like, you know, getting together for just like a St. Patty. Just, I mean, whatever. Like, us and the Porters always get together anyway. But it's like, hey, now we have a theme to cook toward. You know, and like, and we want to watch Boondock Saints. Corinne's like, we gotta watch Boondock Saints. And so like, well, I was like, obviously we can't watch it while Emery is awake or Alistair's awake. So maybe once they're in bed, then we can watch it or something. You know, right. So it might be a like, you know, wait till 9 or something and then start Boondock Saints and watch it for a couple of those.
Yeah.
Now Corinne's seen it, so she's like all super excited. She's like, we gotta do it for St. Patrick's Day. I was like, heck yeah, girl. So good.
Cool.
That'll be fun. But yeah. Yep. So lots of fun things on the horizon and, you know, potential, you know, whether we end up at this place or not, you know, there'll be a change coming soon and we'll document it, you know, try to get it out there in the world, show people what we're doing and make it interesting.
Yeah, I got some days off next week, so maybe we can shoot one last normal video or just get one under our belts. And then
if
things turn out or you got to move, we'll do a farewell thing somehow. Do something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, yeah, that'd be great.
Like, hey, we're leaving.
Yeah.
Goodbye. This is it. You know, dramatic.
I can see, you know, like the last in the shop and the time lapse of everything going out, and then it's like the shop is empty and you're looking inside and the door closes and it goes to black. That's it. Oh, the shop, so, man, what a great shop. You know, it's been a good run, and it's such a great shop.
It has almost, you know, it's 7-8 years shooting in it, and then, you know, you had 4 years before, 4 or 5 years before that,
that was it. Like, you know, I knew when we moved from our place where we were living together, and I had, you know, that like a table thing that I built out of 2x4s attached to, you know, to wood, you know, horses on the back, you know, like okay, saw horses, like, that's my table, you know, I'd use that for, and I had a little vise attached to it, and, like, built bows out there, built whatever out there, you know, it was, like, just outside, and sometimes we put up the 10x10 tarp over top of it, so it wouldn't, you know, could do it out in the rain, like, but that was, like, you know, once I was started building that collection of tools and started making stuff, it was, like, I'm making stuff, I'm a maker, you know, like, I gotta live somewhere that has a shop.
Yeah.
Like, wherever it is, it's got to have a space to make stuff, because that's what I do. It's my expression. Like, I'm an artist. Like, that's what I do. I love drawing and painting, and, you know, like, I love producing fine art, but I love making things. It's just, like, part of who I am. So I knew when we moved to Kate and Sean's, I was like, we're going to keep an eye out, and wherever we go has to have some type of space, whether it's a mm-hmm. basement or a garage or something. Like, it's got to have some type of space. So when we came here and checked out the house, and I was like, what a beautiful property and super cool. And then, you know, went around and walked around and saw the basement, and I was like, oh, this is it. Like, it's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't get any better than this, you know, like, this basement, it's going to be my shop. It's going to be so awesome. You know, we have some storage down there, but I could put it in a tape. I'd already had the table and had the giant pile of construction lights on the floor, you know, and that was, Nicole and I cleaned them up, untangled them, strung them up, and it was like glorious. Like, oh, here it is. Like, this That's is funny. It, man. This
Those
is my
same
spot.
Lights are still there.
Yep, yep. And they'll come with me. They're coming yeah. with me. Like, because they're like, what? They're just a great string of like incandescent lights. Like, and tons of light. You know, like, why not? And I got to hang them up, yeah, spread them out, and put them where you want them,
and you know, like you said, we'll do some. We'll work on the building and
yeah.
the inside to make it look interesting and make it, you know, make it nice and clean.
Yeah, yeah.
And not clean, but you know, do the new paint where you need it,
yeah.
and maybe some. Yep. I don't know what else you need. Plywall on the wall, certain things, just something
yeah,
to
right.
to give it an interesting look. Because I think yeah. a lot of the times you need an interesting backdrop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I think so.
Yeah, and this
so
is
you
a,
can,
like
you can have some fun with it and just
right.
think of interesting ways to
yeah.
To set
and the
it
shed,
up.
It's like right now it's a brick. What we're looking at potentially getting is like mm-hmm. the brick 2-car garage, basically. So on the inside, it's all there's wood paneling on the inside, but it's mm-hmm. all like diagonal panel, like this like strips of wood that are diagonal all over, and you know, and some of it's exposed, and there's like you know shelving and stuff, and so it's. It's like a pretty much of a blank slate, but it looks lived, like it looks older, you know, it doesn't, it's not like a new 2-car garage with drywall, you know, it's like right. wood and concrete floor and a wood roof with a little attic. And, you know, like it has some character to it. So it has cool. the potential to be really cool. Yeah. So I'm excited. And, you know, it's like, it's nice too, because it's a different layout. And the one thing that my shop has never been able to have is a, like a traditional table saw, because it's long and narrow. So any table saw needs kind of a, some square footage to have like an outfeed. And I think that like middle table that I like, I always like to have like a table behind me, a table in front of me. So I'm in between two tables. Like that middle table could potentially be more in the middle of the space and have that table saw and outfeed and, you know, some decent space there. So it's cool. I'm excited to try out what we can do. So we'll see.
Right on.
But yeah, now that'll be fun to like, to do the end of an era video on the shop. And we'll see, you know, like I have this vision of disassembling the smithy and bringing it with me mm-hmm. because, you know, it's like, it's just a little extension off the back of this house, and it's what we put there, you know, all the 4x4s are all just concreted into the ground, but I might cut them all. I might take them or see, I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just leave it. But you know, it didn't cost all that much money, a couple $100 to put it. But,
yeah, I mean, you might be able to,
yeah.
Maybe yeah, just cut it at the roof and have the
yeah.
roof, take the roof, and then just all you gotta
yeah.
do is buy 4x4s. And
that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Right. Then I just, you know, use some footers and concrete and new 4x4s and put that roof back up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, that could extend out from it or whatever. And yeah. Yeah. I might do that. You know, just we'll see.
That's dirt cheap. Just
I'll just the... I'll leave him with four posts in the back. I mean, yeah, fuck you. How about that? No, yeah, I did. I was looking at a picture recently of like that smithy, or before it was the smithy, and it was just like bushes and stuff back there. I was like, oh man, that was so cool. What we did back there, you know, cut all that stuff down and leveled it out, put in stone and whatnot, and then put the smithy back there. It's great. Gotta make it what you want it. Yeah. Cool.
Well,
all right.
A lot of stuff coming up. This will be interesting, and you know, change is at least interesting.
Right, exactly.
It's not always it's not always for the best, or but it might be, it might not, but it's you know, a little spice of life.
Yeah. And one of the things our real estate agent was saying, she was like, oh, she's like, because it is like, you know, it can be commercial, like it can be commercial or residential, the property. She was like, you could put up a little sign out front, you know, for like your channel and your business. And like, you know, when you're working in the back, open up the garage and people could come back and like, you utilize your services to make stuff for them. I was like, oh yeah, it's not a bad idea. It could like advertise it as like, this is the, you know, the prop, this is where this stuff happens. You know, this workshop is here on this property.
Right. So, just set up you might have to have a camera in your shop.
Yeah, right. So yeah, because that'd be great.
Robbed.
Right. Or like when people come in to do, you know, that want something, like just click a button and start the camera rolling so we can get it for videos. Oh, hey, you're on camera.
Cool.
Cool, man. All right. Well, what do you got for a recommendation this week?
Honestly, since we're talking about remodeling stuff, there's a, I brought it up before because it was, it's on HBO. I don't know what channel it is originally. It's called In With the Old. It's a remodeling show.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty stylish. They kind of keep up with whatever trends are. But it's a pretty well done show, and they usually go from start to end of remodeling an old home.
Nice.
It's well done. The first one I ever saw was the one in Railroad, PA, which is just north of me. And it was Drew's old girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When I was Rachel watching it. Rochelle.
Rochelle, yeah.
And I was like watching, and I was like, I know this woman. Why do I know her? And then I, it's like, oh, it's Drew's old girlfriend, this and that, and this person. And they redid a, which we now bike past on the trail.
Yeah,
this little house that they had redone. But anyway, pretty good show. You know,
nice.
We're talking about that stuff right now and all that stuff. So if you have HBO Max and you want some remodeling show that's not overly dramatic, some of the people are annoying. So usually me and Caitlin kind of make fun of the people as we're critiquing them. It's the classic thing where you're critiquing someone's brand new kitchen when you have no money at all. And you're like, well, I wouldn't pick that, but whatever, you know. It's like someone, you know, you're critiquing mansions.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I mean, if you're gonna do that, I mean, must
that's
be
your
nice.
Style. Yeah, right.
All type of stuff, but that's half the fun of it is shitting on them as you're watching them redo it.
Yeah,
and going, oh, actually, that's kind of cool, and this is kind of cool. Right now, rustic obviously is in. Like everyone's doing like a farmhouse look, but some people take it way too far. You're like, all right, now it's not even, doesn't look finished. Like,
yeah, right, exactly. We're going to leave bare wall.
Yeah, you can't, like, you can't walk on those boards. Those are just, like, there are planers. You can, some of this wood can be fixed.
Cleaned up a little bit, yeah.
Nice. And, you know, they all want to use old beams that were, like, from barns. And that's cool sometimes, but it's also like, yeah, but even then, those guys who were putting those beams up, they didn't mean them for homes.
Right.
I'm sure if you would have told them this is going in a home, they'd go, oh, well, I'll make it better, or I'll give it to a carpenter.
Yeah, right.
Like
a finished carpenter, right?
Yeah, you're like hand hewing a beam for the, you know, with a, and you're just going, well, let's just go, you know, horses. It'll be next to horses.
Yeah, right. But tobacco is hanging on.
Right.
And you know,
then someone grabs it and puts it in their main dining room. You're like, well, wait. We'll finish it if you want to put it in there. Like, no, this is what we wanted. We can see it. Like, all right.
Has some classic. Yeah, actually, it's funny because that's
a lot of that stuff.
that's what Kate and Sean did in their house. They have the mantle above their fireplace in their main living room area is an old, like, 10 by 10 beam, you know, hand hewn. It's got some, like, got some peg holes drilled through it and stuff, too. But it's like, you know, their house is not rustic. Like, that's not their aesthetic. Their aesthetic is, like, modern, clean, you know, like, but they have this, like, those accents, right? So then you have this, like, interesting looking piece of wood, you know, like. So I helped him, like, get it and put it up and install it and stuff. But yeah, it's funny because Sean, I think it was Sean's parents that were like, really? Like a wood beam? And they're like, yeah, okay. And Sean's like, yeah, yeah, that's what we want. But
yeah, you know,
but again, it's like, it's like an accent piece. It's not, it's
right.
It's not the entire place. Yeah.
It's interested. It's interesting right. for that stuff. Yeah. But it's for home remodeling shows. It's pretty well done because you, nice. You don't have a you don't have a host. Right, so you don't have to have the annoying person every time.
Oh, okay. Nice. It's just the people who are doing it. Yeah.
It's a different group of, it's, you know, a different husband and wife or partner or single person every time.
Nice.
It's just, it's pretty well done. So if you're looking for something like that.
Awesome.
Right on. In with the old.
Sweet. My recommendation this week is Don Nguyen Knives on Instagram. Don is an awesome knife maker, young guy, probably in his 30s, and just like a phenomenal knife maker. He's super talented and like super clean knives. I love his aesthetic. It's very like very similar to mine, I guess, with like clean lines and facets and stuff. And, you know, like that's kind of what I like for knife making. But he's been doing... he just started making folding knives, or he's made like two of them, but like he's very like designer when it comes to his designs. So like he'll work through a bunch of prototypes until he comes up with something, you know. So he's come up with these like really nice folding knives that are like the proportions are really nice between handle and knife, and the shape of the knife is really super like clean, just really, really beautiful folding knives. So yeah, check him out. Don's an awesome knife maker, and he has a YouTube channel as well. And it's funny cause like he's making some of the coolest looking knives that I've seen, and some of like the highest end, like really awesome culinary knives, you know, chef's knives and things. But his shop is so like, it's like such a funny thing. He's like, his aesthetic is super clean. Like you would imagine him to have this like perfect shop, perfectly clean, really nice, really beautiful, but it's like in a garage, and there's always this like old beat up car in the garage. And he's like working on like these like really weird, like thrown together benches, and just like, just, it's like, it's a hobby, you know, and it's like his, like, in his like funky, you know, but I think he's a full-time knife maker. That's what he does. Like he sells like professional, like art knives, you know, that's like his thing. Yeah. But he's got like this little grinding room, and you know, it's like, it's just like office garage, and is like all of his work tables are in the side of the garage with the car there too. And it's just like really funny. Like I love it. And he's got like a weird dry sense of humor, and he like cusses all the time, and I don't know, it's great. And his business partner or partner who helps to do stuff like, you know, glue up handles, could do whatever, like help in the knife making business. But they talk a lot during the videos and go back and forth. So it's this very like laid back, easy to watch, fun to, you know, kind of pay attention to if you're into knife making, if that's your thing. Like he does some cool YouTube videos. So Don Nguyen Knives on Instagram and on YouTube, but specifically his new folders he's been making are really nice. So, and it's cool to see him like talk about them, because he's like, he's not a folder guy, but he's like gotten into it in a little bit. And so he's like, I really like this. And he's like, you can tell, because he's like, this one I've been wearing for the last like 3 weeks, and I'm using it. And he's just like in the video, he's like flipping it open and closed, open and closed, open and closed, you know, he's like playing with it. It's like the way when I do something or I make something, I'll bring it upstairs from the shop and I'll just like hang out with it, you know, for the night. I'm just like fiddling with it in my hands and stuff. So.
Yeah.
It's fun to like see him getting excited about like a, you know, just a fun, like a simple, you know, folding knife shape. So He's made a couple and he's posted them to his Instagram, so you can check him out there.
Nice. Oh, I got a new knife. I forget all the details about it, but it's a little spring flipper, you know, What's the one I got? The orange or black one?
You got the cold steel. It was a cold steel something or other, right?
Yeah, you know how it has the spring assist once you.
Yeah, I think it's automatic. I think maybe something like that.
Yes,
but not like it's not a. It's not the switchblade.
No, not full,
straight just, out back. It pops but it's, open. Yeah, it's like it's just an assist. Yeah, like an assist. Opening assist. Yeah,
yeah,
spring assist.
I'm at work and the guy I work with, he's like, Dev, you want this? Want this blade? I was like, huh? He's like, yeah, here. It's been sitting here for like weeks. You want it? I guess he kind of knows where he's seen, you know, my Instagram that we do that type of stuff.
Right.
I was like, oh, let me see it. It was nice. It was something, you know, something you might see at Blade Show with a nice handle and something else nice. And nice blade. Yeah. And he didn't know how to close it for one.
Right.
I was like, I gotcha. This is where all my Blade Show training and knife training has come like, in handy. And then I whipped it open real quick with my other finger. Like, you know, it was all set up. I had the basic Blade Show training of messing with, you know, 30 different types of knives.
Yeah, right.
So he was slightly impressed. I was like, heck yeah, I'll take it. Cool, thanks, man. So I was kind of playing with it. I was like, all right, I got to take it home or something. Because I'm sitting here in the control room with, like, this knife, like, flipping it open.
Yeah, right.
But that was good. I got to show off my my very minimal blade knowledge.
Right. And then, you know, someone who has none, you're like, oh, it's this. And you're like.
Right, I can open it. You know, it's my minimal knowledge is, I don't know what it is, what it's called, but I can open it and close it real quick with one hand.
Right, you know, yeah.
That's all I need. That's all I needed to show off.
That's all it needed. Yeah, that's all it took. And they were like, "Ooh, yeah."
And I just slide the, you know, to the side, and then check this out. You know, I showed it to him real quick. I open it, you know. He's like, "Ah, cool." I was like, "All right,
nice." That's sweet. Yeah. Yeah, you have to. You should like take a picture and post it to Instagram. My freebie show my skills, blade show skills.
A new blade. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a few. Someone on the other crew, because there's like a in-house crew.
Uh-huh.
Look at my knife. And now it's mine now.
Yeah, right. What knife? What are you talking about?
Nice.
Yeah, don't get flagged by IG, man. Don't.
Yeah, right?
Can't post anything. No knives.
Right.
All right, cool. Well, that's it. Yeah, so if you do post it, you guys can see Devin's post on Instagram at The Art of Camera Guy. And you can see what I'm doing over on my side at The Art of Craftsmanship on Instagram. And then you can also obviously head over to YouTube. Our new video is doing pretty good. Like it's our 1 out of 10, which is great. It has been for a little bit. Check that out. The YouTube Toolbox 100 challenge. And actually I gave the toolbox to my student. I told you last week that I had kind of given it to her briefly, but she had to go at the time. So she's come back since then and went through all the tools, and I told her about everything, and she was super giddy about all of it, which is great.
Nice.
And she actually today was able to come back and take it home with her. So
yeah,
I got a picture of her holding the toolbox. I was like, do you mind if I get a picture and post it to, you know, whatever my social media? She's like, that's fine. So I got a picture, so I'll post that so everyone can see the my toolbox 100 recipient. So yeah, check that video out on YouTube if you haven't already. And if you're interested again in participating in the Toolbox 100 challenge, please reach out to us. I have the new stickers that I'm going to be sending out to everybody. I have the envelopes, and I have a bunch of them in the envelopes. I got to get the stamps, and then I'll send them out. So for those of you who are listening and have reached out and want me to send you the stickers, they'll be coming out this week, so you can keep an eye out for them over the next couple of days. And again, if anybody else wants to participate in the Toolbox 100 challenge, which is buying a toolbox, filling it with really cool tools for under $100, and giving it away to someone who you think could really appreciate it, or keeping it yourself, that's fine too. Just post about it on Instagram at the hashtag Toolbox100 and tag us there to Craftsmanship so we can reshare it. And we can all enjoy the journey of finding cool tools and the pleasure of giving to somebody and sparking their interest in making.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then lastly, if you want to support our channel, further, you can always go to patreon.com/theartofcraftsmanship and you can support us there and become a patron of The Art of Craftsmanship, our YouTube channel and our podcast, and you know, give back to the channel for what we're giving out to everyone for free.
Yeah.
Or you can just enjoy it for free.
And Dustin's gonna, once he gets this new house, he's gonna have stable internet for cheap.
Hey,
we'll start doing lives. We'll start having channel memberships.
Oh man, I'm right on Main Street, man. They gotta have good internet there.
Oh yeah, you'd be
oh blast. I'm so excited.
So we're gonna need weekly lives from you, and we're gonna need channel memberships. And Dustin needs the money for this.
Yeah, this, right. I'm gonna need a couple mortgage. Extra. Yeah, I'm gonna need a couple extra $100 a month.
Time
for
to
that,
step so. Up.
Yeah, right.
We might move from Patreon to YouTube.
YouTube memberships. Yeah, right. Yeah, I could do some lives. You know, give away some stuff. You know, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Do something. That'd be fun, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for what's gonna happen. It's like change is always a little scary, but also change is good. You know, it's exciting to do something new.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Cool. All right. All right, everybody. That's all for now. Devin, always a pleasure, my friend.
Yeah, brother.
Everybody else, thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll have a new guest on next week, so keep your ears out for that. I will maybe post a little teaser about who that's going to be coming up next week. But otherwise, thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you all next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.